Hey, next on the T Nation, back with some more information from the PGA Merchandise Show. I ran into two of the top instructors in our game and two great friends of the show, and Rob Strano and Debbie O'Connell. Had the privilege of pulling them off the floor, going over into the podcast area, spending some time with them. Rob and I, we talk about putting. We talk about the small guys that got an opportunity to show their great new ideas and how fantastic that is. And then amongst the big boys, it's always good to see some small market guys doing some fantastic stuff. We also talk about making the game fun and spending some time with Debbie on the mental approach and how not to let that one bad swing or one bad hole ruin our rounds and to really focus on the positive. Golf positive is Debbie O'Connell. I hope you enjoy the segment as much as I enjoy both of these folks. Take a listen.
All right, I'm back here at the PGA Merchandise Show with my Goomba, Rob Strano. Nothing better than getting to walk the floors with Rob Strano at a PGA Merchandise Show. It's been a fantastic day so far. I got to spend a lot of time with Rob. Rob, tell me about what you saw, what you liked, what hit you.
The first thing I saw today that I liked was I ran into you. I'm walking in and all of a sudden I feel this legendary force next to me. I turn and it's Chris. I'm like, oh my gosh, my day couldn't have started off any better.
And wearing the same shirt practically.
Practically, same. Great minds think alike.
Indeed.
And there's a lot of great minds here at the show that have put together some great products. And, you know, I've seen a couple of interesting things that involve putting, which, you know, I grew up with a putting green in my backyard. I was a great putter on tour. And I'm always kind of eyeballing those things. And there's one that's, it's a Glow, it's called Glow Pro is what it's called.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's very interesting in that it's a laser attached to the putter that you hit putts over this pad. And it creates a laser illuminated path.
Yeah.
Almost like a glow stick path on the pad that then fades away. And then you do it again and it creates the line. So you can actually see if your putting stroke is all over the place. So I messed around with it. I'm like, this is great. And I probably have sold 10 of them since I saw it. I've been texting all the coaches going, you got to go to 3603. You got to see this Glow Pro putting thing. It's very, very cool.
It's interesting that you mentioned that because last year when you and I were walking around, you introduced me to the guys over at Me and My Golf.
Yes.
And they had the golf ball that breaks.
Yep.
Which was an interesting tool that I've used to kind of brush up on my game on those putts that go left to right or right to left. And here you are with another putting game.
Yeah. And then the other one was from Putt Out Golf. And it's a putting platform. So there's a lot of putting platforms here that project break on the ground, and they're big and they're expensive, and you're able to change the curve on them. This is that. It's only 6 feet long, but basically it's got on both lengths of it in three different spots air pumps. Little air pumps. And you can change the break by stepping on the air pumps. And you can make it go up to 7% breaks, uphill, downhill, side hill. You can double breaker it. And it's light, portable. It's brilliant. I looked at the guy and I went, well, this isn't dumb. And it's got a ball return in it. So it's got an actual cup. And it's got a ball return in it. So the first putt I hit goes in, and all of a sudden the ball pops back to me. I'm like, well, that's not dumb either. And then you can deflate it and change it. And it's, I'm like, okay, this, for our small indoor space, we've got 1,600 square feet.
Yeah.
This is absolutely magnificent.
So, Rob, when you walk the floors at a place like this, I mean, it's a mile from one end to the other.
Right.
I mean,
you have to have good shoes.
Yeah. And it's a lot of stimuli,
yeah.
Right? So how do you focus in on, hey, that looks good, hey, that looks good, when you've got so much going on around you?
Actually, I don't.
No?
No, because as Courtney, the fittest coach for our facility who's here with me, would testify, I can walk about 20 feet before someone stops me. So my focus doesn't get anywhere very fast. You know, a lot of how I find out about things is word of mouth.
Yeah.
Other coaches will say, hey, have you seen this? Hey, have you seen that? I just did Motion to Coach, and Travis Fulton,
yeah,
who I was with on Golf Channel, Travis grabbed me, and I know John Sinclair developed it. I was in the beta testing, but I didn't know there was a final product. And it's 3D motion capture data off of video, AI. And Travis said, hey, I'm going to see John. He's got the new Motion to Coach stuff out. It's done. I went, okay, let's go. I went and saw it. It's it's stunningly awesome. I mean, unbelievable what this AI and what these really smart people can do. And I looked at the two guys that worked with John in developing, and I said, I don't know how your brain functions, but God didn't do that with me. I don't know how you guys are figuring this stuff out, but it's amazing how accurate it is and how good it is. So a lot of how I find stuff and get to stuff is someone texts me or tells me, and then occasionally I'll hear about things beforehand, and I'll put them on my note card and go, I need to go buy this booth. I'll download the app, look at where the booth is and go find it. Or the corporate relationships I already have from my TV show, The Golf Kingdom, I'm checking in with them. And JC Video, I've been there with that video company for a long time, and they have some new stuff there. So I stopped by, and Mark Connell from JC Video shared with me the new software and the new programs that they've got for training purposes, where I can upload stuff in a training program for a player, and then they have to accomplish certain tasks to pass and move through levels. So they've got some really cool stuff they've done.
You're a Callaway Master Professional. Obviously, all the manufacturers are here. Can't imagine you're that interested in what those guys are doing, but you're focused on other things that might accessorize, if you will, your game. The smaller guys, you're trying to see what's new, what somebody else's brain has come up with. So when you walk the floor, right, and you see a small booth versus these ginormous booths that these guys have, does that intrigue you? Do you want to say, hey, let's see what the small guys got?
It does, and it intrigues me that not only that they've thought to put it together, but they've also brought it to market and brought it to here, which is an incredible accomplishment. As someone who has had patents done and brought products to market, total respect for the small guys going up against the Goliaths of the golf industry in the booths. And you walk by and you look at things, and you know, you look at it with a critical eye. Being a past player, it's a very critical eye. You look at it and go, that's pretty smart. That's clever. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of rooting for them. It's like,
that's it.
People keep coming by, look at this, pick it up, check it out, and go from there. And I saw several interesting putter designs and putter companies. And the interesting thing there is you pull the putter out of my bag. It's an Odyssey from 25 years ago. It's got a very hard insert in it. It's got a very interesting concept in that I grew up with a bullseye putter. So it's got a bullseye putter shaft in it with a leather grip on it that was on the bullseye.
Wow. That was a blast from the past.
So the putter is interesting in that when I grab it, I feel like I'm 11 years old again. It's the feel, it's the technology in the head, but the feel in my hands is I'm 11 on the putting green again.
So that's a good, from a mental side of the game, right? To kind of maybe take you back a little bit, as we talk in a minute with Debbie O'Connell, Golf Positive, and she's very much into the mental side of the game. But for you, is that what it helps you do? Does it help you relax a little bit? Remember that this is supposed to be a fun game, like we were playing when we were kids?
A little bit of that, but what's interesting was, in my putting studio, when my putting stroke would feel off in some way, I'd grab my old bullseye and I'd hit some putts, or I'd grab a wedge also and hit some putts with the blade at the edge of the wedge, because I'm great at that. And I'd go, okay, what feels different here? Oh, that. And then I'd grab my putter and just boom, away I'd go again. So that's kind of how I would recalibrate my putting stroke.
Was that interesting?
I've got all the data and I would use that periodically.
Yeah.
But if I needed to just go with the feel side of it, I'd grab my old bullseye from when I was a tour player and a kid, and then I'd putt with the wedge, and that just recalibrates my stroke and puts it right back in line.
Yeah.
But to have done that and made that change was really fun.
So one more before I let you go, but let's talk about the difference between feel and data, right? As you know, Hal Sutton's been on the show, and you and I have talked about digging it out of the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way when you were growing up in the game, that's when Hal was growing up in the game, that's how you did it. We didn't have all this data that we have today. But now all of a sudden that data is now available to us. But where do you get the mix between looking at TrackMan, looking at data, looking at LightScope or any of those others, and finding out what you're seeing on a screen versus what your eyes telling you and your hands are telling you?
I'm a little different in how I use the tech and the data. I use it when it's beneficial to show the player something. It's not always on. It's not always running. I will. If there's something I need to show them then I flip the data on and I go, here's where you are. Now, here's what we're going to work on, and flip it right back off and go, let's see where we are at the end of the session. And then I'll show them that this is actually, A is actually affecting B and we're getting C. So I do it that way. And what's interesting is I just had this conversation with another top coach, and I said, we were talking about last night they had the big open forum here, and there was a big argument about short game that went on, which is what goes on in open forum. And they're arguing about the numbers. And I was saying, as a past tour player, it's about hitting shots. Yeah, we can put numbers with them, but I don't care. You tell me hit a low spinner, I'm going to hit a little low spinner. Tell me hit a high little cutty flop shot, I'm going to hit a high cutty flop shot. Yes, being a bunker shot that's dead neutral that hit and rolls forward, I'm just going to hit you a neutral bunker shot. Yes, being a hit a little pitch shot that you want it to be a little inside out, have a little right to left in it, well, I'm going to hit the shot. I'm not going to go, okay, I need to know the data to do that. No, I'm going to hit the shot. But we have data to go with it now, so it creates arguing points of, well, you got to have the data like this. Well, how about you just teach them to hit the shot? And what? Guess what? Ba-ding, there's the data. It's yes. The data is what it is. That's how you hit the shot.
Right.
It's quite comical to a tour player
that's
now a coach to hear people talk about it backwards. I'm like, no, that's just not how it works.
Yeah. Before I let you go, I heard a rumor that there is going to be a season 6 of the Golf Kingdom. Get us excited about what's coming up this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. Season 6. I've got a whole new crew in studio, so that's going to be fun. You know, we flip a crew, you know, we get a whole new different creative side of things. So excited about it. We're going to move more outdoors this year, do more stuff outdoors. We'll still do the in-studio stuff and the high-tech stuff and have guests. And that's the fun part about being at the TV, at the PGA show is for the TV show, I run into people like Nancy Lopez, and hey, Nancy, I'd love to have you on the show, and you know, and get them, you know, to be guests in the show. So I like to sprinkle in the guests here and there, and just excited to do it and put it out there on Roku and our YouTube channel, of course, in the Gulf Coast up there from where I am in Florida and Alabama and Mississippi, airing it live up there in the Gulf Coast every week.
So let us remind everybody, how can they stay up to date with you? How can they find the show, see the show, and follow you? I know you don't do social media much anymore, but where can we get to you?
My website is where all the latest news is, and that's where you'll find all the things going on at Strano Golf Academy in Destin, Florida. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the Roku channel for the TV show, the YouTube channel. If I can encourage the listeners, please go to the YouTube channel and subscribe, because YouTube's just kind of Wild West, and everybody says they love the show, it's a great show, and I'm like, it's on YouTube, and it's like, no one can find us, because it's just muddy water on YouTube. So if you're out there and you want to watch fun golf instruction and interesting information, golf information, go to the Golf Kingdom on YouTube, find it there, and of course it's live, like if you live in the Panhandle of Florida and down the Gulf Coast.
You're the best, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for taking time.
You've been always, Chris.
See you, Rob.
See you.
Hi, I'm back here at the PGA Merchandise Show, and I'm one of the most fortunate people on the planet because I ran into one of my favorite people on the planet, and that is Debbie O'Connell. As you guys know, golf positive and one of the top 50 LPGA instructors, and as I say every time, she is absolutely one of my favorite people on the planet because she is so positive. And every time she's a part of the show, she makes it infinitely better. Debbie, thank you for taking a minute.
Chris, you are amazing, and I love any opportunity to talk with you. It was so great. I was walking the floor of the PGA show and I hear Debbie and I recognize that voice and I was so excited to turn around and give you a big hug. You're just amazing.
Well, thank you for being here. So Debbie, as we heard with Rob just a moment ago, and we always talk about how powerful the mind is and the negative self-talk we do and all that sort of thing. How do we change our brain from being going to the negative side? Instead of doing that, focus on that. I mean, we may have had 17 great holes, but we had that one bad one, and we get to the 19th hole and we say, you know what, if I only had done, I would have shot. How do we not do that and focus on the 17 really good ones?
That is such a great question, Chris, because here's the first thing. Understand the power of your brain. Imagine this. Everyone, just think about this for a moment. Your brain is listening to every word you say. And every word you say to it, it has no judgment. It's going to try to make it come true. So if you only talk about everything you messed up on the golf course, yeah, I shot this, but I four-putted two times and I three-putted five times, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, and I hit it out of bounds on the 13th hole. when that's the focus, that's what your brain will remember. If you change your language, you change what you remember, you change what you focus on. It's all about focus. You know, we can focus on the bad stuff, everything that went wrong, but we can focus on everything that went right. So how do we do that? Well, one, awareness. Be aware first of how you have and how you talk to your brain, and that your brain is always listening. But first, really understand that. I think that alone will make people pay attention when you realize you're programming your brain all the time. Second, interrupt. Interrupt. If you go negative, do something that interrupts it. Say, stop. No. Make a move in your body that's just abrupt and big. You go, no. And then start to change your thoughts. Your thoughts will influence your emotions. And it's all about what you focus on. Right? We can be out there in slow play. You can focus on what you can't control, basically, of course, we can focus on what you can control, and that's how you react to it. You know, we can either stand there with our hands on our head and go, oh my God, I can't believe they parked the cart there. They're walking backwards. And, or why are they taking so long to read that book? What do they think? They're in the US Open? You can focus on all that, or you can look around and say, wow, I'm grateful to be out here. You can have a conversation with your playing partner.
Yeah.
Maybe have a laugh, and then you know what? You'll play better.
So let's bring that down into a micro situation, because a lot of my buddies, my father too, there's that one hole that always gets us. I can never make a par on 12, or I can never get it off the tee and not go into the woods on 10. You know, that hole that kind of just grabs us every single time, and we're defeated before we even put a peg in the ground on that hole. How do we fix that?
Well, at first it's a neural connection. I mean, there's a connection because the times that it didn't go well, there was probably some emotion. The more emotion attached to an event, the more the memory. There is a solid neural connection up there. So it's literally, there's two ways. One is the faster, easier way, which is literally to go into the unconscious mind with, you know, that'd be me at coaching, and it's called timeline therapy, and go back to the first time you played poorly in the unconscious and literally release it in a second. And then you get a positive view of all the situations on that hole. So that's one way to do it. The other way, which most people and your listeners will want to do, unless they reach out to me or come and conquer your golf mind, is to act and speak differently to yourself. You've got to break the pattern. So if you always hit driver on that hole, hit something different. When you walk up to there, use your body language and walk up there with your shoulders back, your chin up. Sing a song that you love. Get yourself intentionally in a whole different state of mind. By your thoughts, your emotions, your body language. Literally, you have to be different up there to break the old pattern. When you step up to it differently, interrupt. We're in charge of our thoughts, really. So as soon as you go, oh no, they go, no, no, no. I've got this. I can do this, and then just sing a song or do something crazy different. Take a different club off the tee. That will interrupt the old pattern too. Play it a little differently than you've ever played it. So now it's brand new, and you can start to play it well. And then here's another thing. You can literally play a movie of the one time you played it well. If you ever played the whole great once, play that movie in your head. Your brain doesn't know the difference between you really playing it well or you imagining yourself playing it well. So if you beforehand, every night, go to bed, think about that hole, imagine the time you played it well, and play that over and over and over, and that'll help as well. So those two things, it takes a little longer because we have to break that neural connection, but it works. It will absolutely work for everybody.
You do a lot of programs throughout the year, plus you've got a Solheim Cup trip that you do all the time. You got that coming up again this year because we get lucky to have it in back-to-back years to get them back on track. Talk about the other things you've got coming up here in 24.
Well, let me mention the Solheim Cup because it is back-to-back. It's right outside our nation's capital. I mean, wearing red, white, and blue just outside of Washington, D.C., when the U.S. has not brought home the cup in the last three Solheim Cups. And last time it was even tied, 14-14, we didn't have the cup. So it's still in Europe's hands. So this one's going to be amazing. I am so excited. I love the Solheim Cup. It has to be a bucket list event for every single golfer out there. If you've never looked, I mean, go to my website. It's Debbie Jody-O'Connell.com. The first thing that's going to pop up is that Solheim Cup. And look at our trip. It's a week long. I have my own Golf Positive Cup for 2 days. We play golf, opening dinner, closing reception, and dinner, and then breakfast and food every day. I take care of all the transportation. You just have to get there, and I'll basically take care of the rest. And we really have a great time. Even the first night, those shoes you have on with the gold, those,
yeah.
Wow, amazing. They'd be great the first night on the dance floor at my Solheim Cup trip. But we have that. That's huge. I'm doing virtual golf clinics, so I'll be doing some online, and I love it. I watch people practice. They learn how to practice from home, and I'm coaching them. I get an oversized screen so I can watch everybody. And
wow.
It's really fun, and we do all the at-home drills to make everybody that better that way. I had one person said, oh my gosh, I got more out of this than some of the clinics I've done in person, because then they were able to practice at home, and they spent more time doing that than they did going to the golf course. So everybody seems to be busy today.
Yeah.
Anything we can do to help them get better, whether mentally, you know, physically, whatever it takes. Golf is so fun. Most importantly, have fun out there.
Oh, you make it fun. You make this segment fun. Remind everybody how you talked about your website, but how else can we stay in touch with you and follow you, whether it's online or on social media?
Absolutely. I have a YouTube channel. I get looked on Debbie O'Connell or Golf Positive. I think it's under Golf Positive, and I'm putting more and more content on that. I'm so excited about it. Again, subscribe to that as well on Instagram. It's Debbie_O_O'Connell for Instagram. I'm on Facebook. My personal Facebook page, I do a little message pretty much Monday through Thursday for sure. Friday can be a crazy day. I might be the week on and sing or something crazy. It's fun Friday. It's very fun, and I get comments all the time. I'm walking down the show floor and some stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love your In Motion Monday, your Talk Tuesday, your Fitness Wellness Wednesday. I mean, it's just so fun. They say, I love your little messages. And they're short little messages. Might help you start your day. They do get live at 8:30. Of course, you can see it all day. I'd love to connect with more and more people, because life itself should be lived in a positive way. And everybody deserves that. And it's much more fun. And, you know, we change your mind, you change your game, you change your life.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to come and speak to me. Like I say, you're one of my favorite people on the planet. Every time you're a part of the show, this is the first time, obviously, we've got to do it face-to-face. But even when you do it, you know, and it's just over the audio, my cheeks hurt. I've told you that before, because I smile so much for the information that you share and how you make me feel on the other end and how you make everybody else feel. You're just an unbelievably wonderful person.
Well, thank you.
So thank you so much.
It's a joy to be with you. And to do this in person, over the top. I'm just over the top excited. So
me too.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Debbie.
That was the great Debbie O'Connell, and before her, Rob Strano, two of the finest people you will ever run across on the face of the earth. Great guests, and on top of that, 10 times better people, and so thankful that I got to spend some time with both of them. And also, as you heard Rob talk about really quickly, one of the people that he does some work with on the Golf Kingdom is fitness expert Courtney Weber. And I'm very excited to get to have Courtney come on the show. We're going to work out a date to have her as part of the show as well. She's outstanding. Just one of the most positive people. Fits right in there with both Debbie and Rob in these two segments. So looking forward to having her as part of the show, hopefully before long. But my sincere thanks to both Rob and Debbie for taking a little bit of time out of their day at the PGA Merchandise Show. A lot of fun, a lot of information, and look forward to catching up with both of them again real soon here on the show. All right, my friends, thank you for tuning in to this very special segment of Next on the Tee. Looking forward to this week's show. Looking forward to having you back as part of the show. I can't thank you all enough for being the greatest supporters in the history of podcasts. Until then, hit 'em straight, my friends.